This is Matt Wells at UN News. Damage to the civilian infrastructure in the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah could jeopardise everything relief operations are trying to do, said the UN humanitarian coordinator for the country on Wednesday. Last year, Yemen suffered the greatest cholera outbreak in modern history, leaving humanitarian operations one tiny step ahead of a major cholera catastrophe, according to Lise Grandi. But with already 75% of the population dependent on humanitarian aid, she said, the severely malnourished might be too weak to survive another outbreak, which could spread quickly if water and sanitation facilities are not kept safe from contamination. Ms. Grandi spoke to Reem Abaza to reiterate the UN's demand that all parties to the conflict protect civilian infrastructure.
We are very concerned by the impact of airstrikes and fighting on the ground in Hodeidah. Very particularly, we are worried about the impact of the destruction and damage that's been done to water systems and to sanitation systems. Last year, Yemen saw the worst cholera outbreak in modern history, and one of the epicenters for the epidemic was Hodeidah. Now, already, cholera is present in Hodeidah. There are cases of it, and in just the last week, we've seen an exponential increase in the number of people who have contracted this deadly disease. And it's for this reason that when the airstrikes damaged sanitation facilities and damaged water systems, that the UN felt that we had to speak out clearly and strongly and demand that all of the parties to the conflict do everything they can to protect civilian infrastructure.
You said that Yemen could be one airstrike away from an unstoppable epidemic. What would a cholera epidemic do in a country like Yemen right now?
If I can give you an example of what we're worried about, a scenario that could happen, usually a water point will service about 250 to 300 households in a district in Hodeidah. If cholera is already present in that neighborhood, and if E. coli or the bacteria that leads to cholera, if that infiltrates or contaminates the water system, we could see cholera spread to all of the households in that neighborhood within 2, 3, maybe 4 days. If we can't contain it, cholera will spread to the surrounding neighborhoods within a week and a half. If we can't contain that, the entire city could be engulfed in this epidemic within just a few weeks. And that's why the UN has said that Hodeidah could be one airstrike away from a major unstoppable cholera epidemic. Now, the impact of that would be catastrophic. Even before the fighting started in Hodeidah, 25% of all of the children in the city were malnourished. Their bodies are desperately weakened. If a child who is malnourished contracts cholera, we have to face the grim but wholly unshakable fact that that child may not survive, that they would be unable to fight cholera. This is why we are so worried, and this is why we have said to all of the parties to the conflict, protect civilian infrastructure. Don't hit the sanitation systems. Don't hit the water systems.
Do you have the capacity, you and your partners, to deal with such an epidemic if it happened?
The humanitarian crisis in Yemen is the largest in the world, and the humanitarian operation in the country is the largest in the world. We have partners on the ground, heroic frontline partners, who are doing absolutely everything they can to prevent cholera, to prepare for it, and to respond to it when it emerges. I don't want to pretend that we're not stretched. We are. If you're dealing with the worst crisis in the world, we are pulled in so many directions. But so far this year, although cholera is present, although there are definitely people who are impacted by it, we haven't had the kind of epidemic that we had last year, and that's because of the work that frontline partners and the UN agencies and the authorities on the ground are doing. We're staying one tiny step ahead of a major cholera catastrophe, and we want it to stay that way. We want to stay, in fact, not just one tiny step ahead, we want to stay many steps ahead. Well, if there is damage to civilian infrastructure, it jeopardizes everything that we're trying to do. And that's why we're asking, calling on the parties to the conflict to protect water systems, protect sanitation systems.
You are in Sana'a. Have you been to Hudaydah recently, or do you have staff on the ground over there? What do they tell you about the lives of the ordinary Yemenis in Hudaydah?
There are more than 50 United Nations staff that are working in Hudaydah, and there are tens of frontline non-governmental organization staff, NGO staff that are there, and we've been there throughout. The UN never left Hudaydah. All during the fighting, all during the airstrikes, we've stayed and we've delivered and we've promised the people of Hudaydah that we're not leaving. We're going to do everything we can to be there with them in this dark, dark time of need. You know, Hudaydah is one of the worst impacted areas in Yemen. Some of the highest levels of vulnerability in the entire country are in Hudaydah. The life for the people who are there is absolutely desperate, and this is why the UN has said, you can count on us. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that you survive and that your family survive. We've made that promise. We're going to live up to it.
And the dire situation is all over Yemen as well. WFP recently warned that Yemen is on the brink of a famine if the situation persists. So can you talk to us a little bit about this, about people going hungry?
75% of all of the civilians in Yemen, 75% of that population depends upon some form of humanitarian assistance and protection. There is no other country in the world where 75% of the population depends on humanitarian aid. That's the reality in Yemen. Right now, 8.5 million Yemenis do not know where their next meal will come from. They are suffering from debilitating, severe hunger. We estimate that if this war doesn't stop, by the end of this year, in 5 months' time, 10 million more Yemenis will be in exactly the same situation. That's 18 million people who will be suffering from severe hunger. Already, 7 million Yemenis are malnourished. 7 million people are malnourished. You know, this is why the UN says that the crisis in Yemen is the worst in the world. It's one of the worst crises in modern history.
Ms. Grandy, sometimes people tend to forget that behind the numbers there are real people. But you see the real people on the ground in Yemen every day. Can you tell us about a situation when you met someone? What did you hear from them? How they live day by day?
You know, if you're talking about 8.5 million people who are suffering from severe hunger, you know, the reality for these families is that if they are lucky, they're able to eat one meal a day. The majority of the 8.5 million eat once every 2 days, and many, many families eat only a couple times a week. That's what's happening. And, you know, this is a crisis that has been created by this war. And this is why humanitarian partners are saying, and we're all saying it, it's time for the parties to cease hostilities, stop the war, and find a way to move forward. Find a political solution to this. The cost of the war has been exorbitantly high. Millions of lives are on the line. It's time for it to stop.